Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. Amen. He's a great, big, wonderful God we serve. Today I want to just share with you some scriptures from the book of John. And I want to speak about God is a God of love and forgiveness. God is a God of love and forgiveness. And John's Gospel chapter 3 and verse 16 says this: For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son Jesus. Right? That He gave His only Son Jesus, that whoever believes in Jesus Christ should not perish, but shall have eternal life. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Is He translating for you? Fantastic job. I'm going to make it a little bit easier for you. Hang on. You can be really professional now. This is for Auntie. That's for you. This is for you. Okay. And now all you need to do is speak into that. And Auntie can hear you. Is it working okay? Can you hear him? Great. Super job. Fabulous. We have all the technology. So that's great. Praise God. So God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son Jesus, that whosoever believes on Him should not perish, but they will have everlasting life. Everlasting life in Jesus Christ. One thing we need to learn, and that's very important to us, is that God is spiritual. And we must learn to approach God in the realm of the Spirit. And this is done through faith in Jesus Christ. Because you see, we can only get to God through having faith in Jesus. And when that faith comes into our life, then we can begin to communicate with God. We can begin to speak to God, talk to Him, and God hears us. What do I mean when I say to be spiritual? It means that to be spiritual is a life style choice. We decide that we're going to be spiritual. We decide, it's okay, it's the heaters. We decide that we are going to live by faith and not by what we see. So often we live by what we see. So often we live by circumstances around us, don't we? Yeah. We're often moved by the circumstance, the situation. But God is greater than the situation. God is greater than the problem. Amen. All we've got to do is let God come into our lives and begin to surrender, give our lives to God. Yeah. And in giving our life to God, He comes in. And He begins the process of changing us, making us into His image, forming us like God is. And so God is at work in us. God is looking for each and every one of us for a life that is sanctified. A life where we discover the real you, the real me. The one, the true self. We discover who we really are. And we begin to live like who we really are. Life's a journey. And I know some of us might think, well, I don't really like myself. Well, do you know something? No matter what you look like at the moment inside. God still loves you. God came to me when I was a filthy, ugly sinner. And He said to me, I love you. Amen? Did He do that to you? Yeah. He didn't say, well, when you get your life sorted out, then I'll love you. When you change, then I'll love you. He didn't say that, did He? He said, come on to me. Come as you are. Come in your filthy rags. Come in your filthy state of mind. Come in your weaknesses. I love you. And I've sent my Son Jesus to die for you.
Amen.
So that you will not be punished for all the wrong things that you have ever, ever, ever done and will do. He said, I sent Jesus so that He will take your punishment. He took my punishment. And so in taking our punishment, I'm forgiven. I'm set free. We need to just look at ourselves and realize that, yes, I can't make myself any better, really. I try so hard. But I've got to accept who I am. And then allow God to come into my life. And as I allow God to come into my life, He begins a process of working on me.
Yeah.
Because you see, God accepted me. He accepted you, didn't He? And even today, if you make a mistake, guess what? God still accepts you.
Yeah.
God still loves you.
Yeah.
God still forgives you.
Amen.
This is God who we're talking about. God is love. We've got it right at the front of the church.
Yeah.
We have it there for a reason. Because that is the very heartbeat of God. That God loves you. He doesn't like some of the things that we do. But He loves you.
Amen.
He don't like some of the things that we act like and some of the things we say. But God loves you. And you might think, well, why should God love me? The awful things that I have done, the way I've lived my life. But that does not change what the Bible says. The Bible is there. It will never change. Not like the world today. They change the laws just to make it, well, seem okay. It's all right to do it now because we've changed the law. So if we decide that we're going to make burglary okay to do and we change the law, does that make it all right? No. No, it don't, does it? So the Word of God is our standard.
Yes.
It's our standard. And our laws are set by that standard over the years. And God, but God is saying to each and every one of us, I love you.
Yes.
I love you. Come to me. You know, God wants to embrace you. God wants to put His arms around you. But one of the things that today we have to learn to do, and I know most of us sometimes struggle with this, and that is we need to learn to forgive ourselves.
Yeah.
Who are sometimes has problem forgiving themselves? You know, you do something and it's like, oh, and you start... And you start going, oh, I shouldn't have done this. Oh, you know, I really... And you start giving yourself a hard time. If only I'd... If only, if only. If I'd tried. If I'd done this different. If I'd done that different. If I'd been there. If I'd stopped this. And we're all saying if. You know, God's saying, I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. And we need to learn to forgive ourselves. That's one of the first steps. God has forgiven you. If God, the Almighty God, the Creator of all the things in the earth and the universe, if He can forgive you, and say that you're clean, then you should begin to start to forgive yourself. And then you can begin to love yourself. Each of us makes mistakes. Each of us have a form of unworthiness. But our God is a God of miracles. And the greatest miracle that has ever been done is the miracle of God forgiving you.
Amen.
For your sins. Forgiving me.
Yes.
For my sins. Forgiving you for all the wrong things that you've ever done.
Amen.
God will forgive us. God has already forgiven us. And that's the great thing. And you see, by God forgiving us, it makes us worthy. It makes it possible that we can stand in the very presence of God Almighty.
Amen.
We can stand in the presence of a God who loves us.
Yes.
That He gave Himself for us. That He paid the price for our sins to set us free. Learn to accept your failures. Learn to accept your mistakes. And in doing so, learn to accept the forgiveness of God.
Yes.
And as we accept God's forgiveness, it will begin to release us into a freedom of joy and peace and happiness.
Amen.
And begin to release us into the presence of God. You see, so often we base our self-worth. Are we really worthy? Are we worth anything? And so often you can base it on possessions.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a 52-inch plasma TV. You know, oh, fantastic. Got the latest iBox, you know, etc. I've got the latest camera. And we place our life on having things. Well, really, the things have us, in one sense. But we think we've got these things. And then we also look at ourselves and think, the talents we have. We have two children here, learning to be wonderful musicians, quite talented. And so, you know, but if we just looked at them and said, oh, we want to be their friends because they're talented, we're just making a mistake. Because they might suddenly decide they don't want to do that anymore. They might change into something else. So it's not about our talents and our abilities that make us somebody.
No.
Some of us haven't had the opportunity to develop certain talents. So it's important we realize that before God, that we stand totally naked.
Yes.
Before God, we stand just as we are.
Yes.
Any talent that we have, any abilities that we have, God has given them to us.
Yes.
And we use them to bring glory to His name. The one thing that is so important, and a phrase that you should begin to listen for even in your time when you talk to God. And it's this phrase. You need to hear His voice saying this. You are my son. You are my daughter. You are my beloved one. You are the one that I am in love with. That's what you want to hear from God. He's not looking and saying, what are you going to do for me? Not that. He wants you just to come to Him, and He wants you to listen to what He's got to say, that He loves you with an everlasting love, that His love goes on forever and ever, that He loves you with an everlasting love. You know, He knows just who you are. He knows when you catch cold.
Yes.
He knows when you shiver with the cold. He knows when you sweat with the heat of the summer. He knows what you do when you go shopping. He said He's there. You know, He's there when you're pulling weeds up out of the garden. Because the Bible says, God says, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He's always there. God is always there looking for you. But so often we let ourselves be an imposter and we put on a face, we put on a front, and we pretend that we're okay. We've been an imposter. Because God looks beyond the mask. God looks into our hearts. And He looks at us and He sees us for who we really are. God looks at us and still says, I love you. I love you. And God today, through Jesus Christ and His sacrifice on the cross, is calling your name. And He's calling you and saying, come to me. Come to me, give your life, surrender your life to me, that I might give you eternal life. Surrender your life to me and come to know me in a new way. Come to know me in a depth of spirituality. Come to know me as your Lord and your Savior. Come and have an experience and a relationship with me, Father God. And so He's calling your name. Father God wants you to live in the presence of Almighty God Himself. He wants you to know His presence 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God wants you to know that. God wants you to feel that. You see, our identity is not in the things that we own. You might have a nice car. When it breaks down and starts to rust, it's not so nice, is it? I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He's in business. And over the years, his business has done extremely well. And he's had a couple of Ferraris. You know, he loved them, enjoyed them. And the business went up and down. I used to want a Ferrari. And I grew up and realised they're not all that good. But he's had these cars. And he sort of said to me, you know, I've done all those things. But they're meaningless. They're meaningless. They don't mean anything really. And he said, that's not really what life's about. And so life is not about things. Just because you own a Ferrari does not make you somebody special. It might mean you're massively in debt.
Yeah.
Just might mean you are massively in debt. Yeah? Who to? The bank. Yeah? Yeah, we're in debt to Jesus. But I mean, we have a great blessing in our lives through the blessing of Jesus Christ. It's wonderful. And so it's not about things that we own. It's not about... These things don't make you who you are. And going to church doesn't make you any more special. It is about this one-to-one personal relationship with Father God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we have that relationship with Him, then we find we are blessed beyond all recognition. We find that our identity is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you turn to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. It says this. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sin. Beloved, since God loves us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one ever has seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us and His love is perfected in us. By this we will know that we abide in Him and He is in us, because He has given us His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent His Son as the Saviour of the world. And God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God. And they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. In other words, there is this corporate joint relationship of love towards us from God. He says, if we confess that Jesus is the Son of God, then God will come and reside in our lives. That's all we have to do. We don't earn our salvation. It's not how much money you've got. It's not what you can do for God. It's what He can do for you. Amen. Of ourselves, we can give God nothing. We can give Him just this life that we have. And in some cases, it's just worthless. Seems hopeless. But God is calling you. He's calling you by name to come to Him. He's calling you to surrender your life to Him. We cannot earn our salvation. It is freely given to us by the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. Stop listening to the voice inside you. The voice of self-destruction. We've met so many people in our journey, Grace and I, and there's been that voice of self-destruction in their lives, seeking to destroy them. Drugs, alcohol, so many things seeking to destroy people's lives, bringing them to a place of hopelessness, helplessness. And yet the voice of God is calling and saying, I love you, I love you, where are you? He's seeking you, He's searching you out, He's calling your name. He wants you to come to Him. And so we need to listen to that voice and realize God loves us. He's seeking to lift us up. He's seeking to build us up. Says in the Bible more than once, love one another. But start to love yourself. You need to accept that God loves you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and find peace. Come to Jesus and find new life. Come to Christ and know forgiveness of sins. Come to Christ and know the release of torment and judgment. People often judge us. We hide things from people and it torments us. God is saying, I forgive you. I forgive you. And no matter how long we have followed the Lord Jesus, there are things that try and torment our lives. But God all the time is saying, I forgive you. I forgive you. Come on. Come to me. And the thing that we need to learn to do is to focus on Jesus. Amen. Don't listen to that self-destructive self, but listen to the voice of the Spirit. Focus on Jesus. Focus on the Word of God. Let the Word be the Spirit of life to you. Let the Word of God bring life and peace. You see, when Jesus came to the earth, it was announced that he was the Prince of Peace. And Jesus has come to give us peace. Give us peace. The world today lives in fear so much of circumstances and situations. But right now, today, God's saying, we're coming up to Christmas, aren't we? Remember what the angel said to the shepherds? Peace on earth. Goodwill towards all men.
Amen.
He's saying that to you and me. He's saying peace, goodwill towards you. And all we've got to do is say, I take Jesus as my Lord and Saviour. We begin that journey that takes us further on into a deeper relationship with Christ. We begin that journey of following Him and making Him the Lord of our lives. And that's all we have to do. And you'll begin to find the peace, the joy, and the pleasure of knowing Jesus as the Prince of Peace, knowing Him as your friend, as your guide, your help, and God as your Heavenly Father, looking over you and caring for you.
Amen.
Why? Because He loves you.
Yeah.
I can't emphasize that enough today, that God loves you.
Amen.
Sometimes God sends me into people's lives. Why? I don't know them. We don't mix in the same circles, but suddenly I arrive there. Why did He send me? Because I'm a messenger. I've come from a very high place. He sent me from the courts of heaven to tell you this. God loves you. He's made me take detours on a journey to go and tell somebody. God loves you. You must be important if God wants that to happen. You must be very important to God, because God loves you. Amen?
Amen?
So let's just bow our heads for a moment. I just want us to wait for a few moments and just think on these words that I've said today. The Lord is calling your name. He's calling you out, not to make a fool of you. He's calling you out because He loves you. He's calling your name. He's saying, come to me. Come to me. And I will give you rest. I will give you peace. And I will begin to fill your life with my presence and power. Right now, if today what has been said has spoken to you, and that you realize that God loves you for the first time, and that God has a good thing planned for your life, and you want to connect with that, you want to get involved with God, you want to ask the Lord Jesus into your heart and life, then while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, just raise your hand and say, and that just says to me, I want Jesus in my life. I want Jesus to come into my life and begin to change me and to help me, to fix me. Just raise your hand for Jesus today. Surrender to Him and let Him begin to take control for His praise and for His glory, and you will receive a great blessing and a benefit. You'll know such a peace. All you need to do is say, yes, Lord, I want You in my life. All you have to do is raise that hand for Jesus today. Surrender to Him. Give your life to Christ. And no such peace. Is there anybody here that wants to take Jesus as their Lord and Saviour? Just raise your hand right now and say, yes, Andrew, I want Jesus in my life. Yeah, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. None of us were. None of us are. But He still loves us. Just raise that hand for Jesus right now. Is there anybody? Father, we just thank You for Your blessings to us. We thank You, Lord, that You gave Jesus to die on a cross for us, for our sins. We thank you, Lord, it's not about what we've done. It's not about the praise that we receive from other people. But Lord, it's about the Christ. It's about you living in our lives, O God. So Father, I pray that today you would just speak to us. Lord, I pray that for every one of us, we would develop a deeper, closer walk with you. And Father, we would come into your presence in a deeper way. Father, I just ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.